Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Los Angeles Lakers, and in particular, Jeannie Buss, considered trading LeBron James before Jeff Van Gundy brought it up. Here's the story that Rick Bucher wrote. He said that when rumors engulfed the team at the February trade deadline, this is for Bleacher Report, that it was willing to trade anyone other than James to acquire all-star forward Anthony Davis from the New Orleans Pelicans. Basically, let me summarize it for you. Jeannie Buss was upset that these rumors were out there that everybody on the team was available.
Right, because she knew that that wouldn't sit right.
Right, and she thought that Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, was the one leaking them. And she then got upset and thought about it. It actually just says it crossed her mind that she wanted to part from Rich and LeBron and maybe trade him.
But she didn't make a phone call to Rich Paul, right?
Well, her.
Did they have a call?
Rich spoke with her. She thought about trading it. And then Rich spoke with her, reassured, let her know, look, I'm not the one leaking this stuff. And then everything was cool.
So hold on.
So she never made a call to anybody about trading LeBron. No whole team.
So how did he know to call her or that she had reservations? That's where did she, you know what I mean? For Rich Paul, if Rich Paul called her, why did he call her? Why would he even contemplate or think that she wanted to get rid of, you know what I mean? To reassure her. So was it
Paul? Rich was Rich caught wind of
that Jeannie
that
was,
Jeannie felt believed this. And he contacted her. This is according to the story.
Okay, I'm just trying to map it out.
He reached out to her, and they cleared the air. Now, I obviously have been an NBA reporter myself. So I've talked to people close to this situation, and they have emphatically denied it. Okay? They've denied what Rick Bucher wrote, and we'll ask him about this when we get him on the show. They say they use the phrase total fabrication. And
so you think it's a total fabrication, not from Rick Bucher, but from the people who fed him or the sources that they made this up?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what I mean?
Because you're only as good as your
right.
sources.
There's that saying that you're only as good as your sources.
Right.
So they're saying he's wrong, and we would say he got bad info. I don't think Rick would make that up.
That's what I'm saying.
So
for
it's
people
just,
who
yeah.
don't understand
right.
that. Rick isn't going to sit in front of a laptop and make up a story.
Right. Have been reporters,
obviously, who've always done that.
But I don't think, knowing Rick,
Rick's long history in the business, I would have a hard time believing that.
If he's wrong, he got bad sources.
Yes.
And again, I've been told he's wrong. And
we've
again,
all had some bad sources.
Right. Sometimes your sources just are wrong.
Or bad.
And so here's we got quotes.
And these are from anonymous people, right? GMs?
Yeah. Basically, the story, and here's the thing with the story, he didn't lead with that. So if you got it solid, typically you lead with Jeannie Buss
considered
trading LeBron. You know what we always
say in the press box when you got a big story like that? Write it.
Right.
Just write it.
Right.
You don't have to massage it, Chris. Just write it.
And so, maybe one of the bigger things is that he quoted some owners and executives around the league as basically saying you wouldn't get that much for LeBron.
Wow.
One Eastern Conference owner says, at this point, what he would give up for LeBron probably would not make an offer given where we are. I wouldn't want to gut the team for a player that isn't committed and is toward the end of his career.
But that committed part is interesting.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But if he gets he's committed to LA.
Right.
And if he gets traded, he's not going to be happy. So I get that part. And is toward the end of his career. I wouldn't roll up the truck and give more than one protected first round pick. In a Western, that's from a Western Conference owner says, I wouldn't roll up the truck and get more than one protected first round pick. A Western Conference assistant GM says, I still think you could get a decent package for him from a bad team, a first round pick and a good young player, but it would have been a lot more a year ago for sure. So here's the question, Rob, that I want to throw to you. Has this season damaged LeBron's reputation or image or stature around the league that much?
I think it's damaged it. It's not that he can't repair it, because all he has to do is come out next year and play and ball out and play hard, and everybody knows he's committed and whatnot. I think it's not just that they didn't make the playoffs. You might say, okay, injuries, young guys. It's just that there was a point where you just didn't know really if LeBron was interested or he was as committed. That's when I watched him play. We talked about the numbers, Chris. He piles up the numbers.
But we act like that's easy to do.
No, I'm just saying.
Like that's not easy to do.
But I'm saying there were moments when you watched him and how he dealt with his teammates, how he didn't play defense against some of these bad teams. And I think that's where people looked at it and go, does he really want to win, or is it, what's going on? It just seemed weird because he's so competitive. I think of LeBron as a competitive guy who wants to win. I don't think I saw that every time out this year.
I think when
I don't
you
know
look
if
at these,
fair, unfair.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at these quotes from these executives and owners, I mean, it makes sense. LeBron's about to be 35 early in next season, December, and you're not going to, when you gut your team for just anybody who's 35. I don't know that people would have done that for Michael Jordan.
No, I don't know.
You know, and so it's not like he's 27, we thought he was this great, but all of a sudden nobody wants him. If you have a poll of GMs, who you starting your team with, but it's not going to be LeBron James anymore because of his age. So
and also,
when you bring in LeBron, you got to bring the pressure's on. Front office people know, hey, LeBron's going to want to have his say, and their jobs might be in jeopardy.
No, there's no doubt.
So I get it why a team might not trade for him or give up a ton for him right now, because you got to bring in other superstars too.
But here's the other part, which makes it a little different, because it's the idea that LeBron, no matter what, there might have been a handful of people who thought that this first year in L.A. would be this. Like, where LeBron is getting the brunt of a lot of pushback from people. Team is not making the playoffs. The Anthony Davis thing didn't work out for him. I mean, a lot of bad things. He got hurt
it's
for the first time.
It's been far worse than
he could have ever imagined. Right. I'm just saying, when you add up all of those, him and Luke Walton didn't really connect. When he got here, when he got to Los Angeles, I don't know, was it a week or so before they even had contact, which was weird. He never had a press conference here. It was just like a lot of things that just didn't seem to go smoothly for him. So you add all of that up, and then the idea that at this point nobody would want LeBron. I think that's the part of it, which is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago he was the consensus for the most part best player in the world. Now he's not. Most people probably don't still consider him the best player in the world. But I think a lot of it, you can't deny, it's not sexy and all that, but the injuries were a factor. And you're right, when he came back, they still lost to bad teams. He didn't play all that well. But that also, just throwing it out because it's realistic, that may have been related to injury too. Because you saw him the other night against Chicago, they're throwing the ball off the glass, he's dunking it backwards, alley-oops. Like, he looks like a different, more athletic player than he did 2 weeks ago.
Is it?
And maybe that was that conditioning from the injury? Was it you're still a little hesitant because of the injury? Was it you're not 100% because of the injury? Or was it just he was lunching, he was relaxing? I mean, we don't know.
Or is it that the heat is off, like the pressure's off? I'm just saying,
where
you could just relax and just play ball and put up numbers, and there's no pressure involved at all.
You throw it out. The only reason I would push back on that is just that, I mean, this is a guy that's played in the finals the last 8 years.
I got it.
You know what I'm saying? This is a guy that came back from a 3-1 deficit, So I don't think the pressure of trying to get the Lakers into the playoffs would shake him. But, you know, it's a theory to throw out there.
I'm just wondering, just like, you know, once it's all over, you just go out and just say, I'm just going to play, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to play. I feel good. And maybe he feels a little bit better.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's bring in our friend, our former colleague, and author of this Bleacher Report story that has everybody talking. Also, the host of Bucher and Friends. That's a podcast. It's Bleacher Report senior NBA writer, Rick Bucher. Rick, man, what's happening?
What's up, Rick?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing?
We good. I know you a busy man today. You know how this works, man.
With your Bleacher Report story.
Yeah. So look,
you're never quite ready for it, but
right,
yeah.
Right, it comes. Look, you know the business, Rick. You know when a story like this breaks and you know that you saying Jeannie Buss contemplated, it crossed her mind of trading LeBron.
Right.
You know,
right.
You get calls, you talk to other people. And I've talked to people who have denied the story. They said it's not true. And then, so I want to throw that at you. What do you say to those who, you know, are hearing, being told this or that people are saying this is not true? And then secondly, the story, you know, the notion that Jeannie was contemplating trading LeBron, you put it, I don't know, 6-7 paragraphs deep, whatever, in the story. Why didn't you lead with that, you know, because obviously that's huge news. So I'm throwing those two questions out at you.
Well, the premise of the story wasn't that Jeannie Buss considered trading him, because did she consider it at one point? Was it a flash point because she was frustrated with Rich Paul and Clutch? From the way it was described to me, that's what it was. Did they, now, as far as them contemplating it, I have no doubt that they did, because they took a look, the team did, at LeBron's contract to know whether they could or not. Is there a no trade in there? What's the kicker? Like, they went back and looked at it. Maybe you'd think that they would know that stuff off the top of their head, but they went to check it. So
they
to me,
being Magic and Palinka, like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That it was a matter of, let's refresh ourselves on this. Now, did they make any calls? No, they didn't make any calls. And so to me, it was, did they think about it at one point? Yes. Did they take any action on it? No. And for me, that's why it was an interesting note to know. Less in terms of the move that they were going to make, rather than a reflection of how frustrated they were at the time with the way things went down with Rich and the attempts to get AD and the names of the players going out. That was that to me was the reason to have that in the story. But the overarching element for me was talking to people around the league and saying, okay, look, if he was made available, if the Lakers did change their minds or they did explore this, what would they be able to get for him? Because there was at a time where it was like, well, what do you need? What do you want?
Right.
Like, everybody in the league would want LeBron James. Now at 34, you're trading and you're going to get him locked up for a couple of years, so that's not the issue, it's pending free agency. But with everything that transpired with the Lakers this year, my number one question was, how much has this season affected his value? Do people blame him for what occurred? How much do they put it on him? And the answers that I got, I believe, tell the story that, and maybe more than anything, it's the injury as much as anything else. Yes, it's, you know, some of the other things that you have to deal with when it comes to LeBron and his stardom. But it really, more than anything, it was at 34, he's missing 17, 18 games. He comes back. He's still not the same player. Are we seeing for the first time his age and his durability coming into question? And then it comes like, okay, so if that's the case, are we selling the farm to get a guy who may be on his way down? That seemed to be the prevailing notion from the teams that I talked to.
Rick, how ill-prepared were the Lakers to deal with LeBron? Did they not know that, you know what I mean, when you get this guy, there's going to be, as Chris always says, drama follows him, that this kind of stuff seems to happen. And it seems like the Lakers were kind of taking – backed by it that this is how LeBron operates. And I'm talking about trade thing.
Yeah. Look, Magic has been in the big time. He's been in controversial situations. If there was a level of confidence there, I would understand why it was there. I would also say that it was probably misplaced because what went on in Magic's day isn't the way things happen today. There is a furor, there's a sound and a fury when it comes to events today when controversy hits. That is the stuff in the past pales in comparison. As far as what comes along with getting LeBron, I think, look, desperate times result in desperate measures. The Lakers were just happy that they got LeBron because they were looking around and Paul George turns them down and Kawhi Leonard, the indications are he's not interested. It's how are we going to, for Magic in particular, how am I going to fulfill this? How am I going to get the piece? And I would say that what they've taken ownership is, well, we got LeBron here. I think that's the wrong read, to be honest with you. I think LeBron decided to go to L.A. and decided to play for the Lakers based on when he did it and how he did it and who was around him when he did it. This was his choice, not something that the Lakers sold him on.
It's the iCouple. We're joined by Bleacher Report senior NBA writer Rick Bucher. Rick, what do you think this summer is going to look like for the Lakers? And, you know, there have been a couple reports that New Orleans will not trade AD to the Lakers under any circumstances. Are you hearing that same thing?
Look, they're certainly reluctant. Everything I've been told is they're as reluctant as San Antonio was in dealing with them. When it came to Kawhi Leonard, I would expect that they would hold to that. The one uncertainty here is we don't know who's going to be running that New Orleans franchise. And so depending on who comes in, do they come in with a new, different idea? Do they come in with a different approach? I don't know that that enmity toward the Lakers is, and it may be, but I don't know that it's coming from ownership or Mickey Loomis, the pieces that we know are going to be there. So not knowing that, I would suspect, you know, standard operating procedure is I don't want that guy in my backyard. I want to see him once a year in my building and once a year in his. And so if we are going to move him, let's move him to the Eastern Conference, much like the San Antonio Spurs did with Kawhi. So that's as far as I know that. When it comes to what I know about that, when it comes to the summer and the Lakers, man, I got to tell you, it right now it just looks bleak. If you can't make a play for AD, who are you going to get? Okay, so maybe you can go get a Tobias Harris. Maybe you can make a play for Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler. But those, to me, those guys are all second tier. They're not the Kawhis. They're not the Kyries. They're not the Kevin Durant. Right. Now, I will say the one thing I am curious about is, you know, where's Kyrie in all this? Because I was told a while ago that he was open to the idea of playing with LeBron again. And, you know, we'll see how things happen with in Boston, but you get to this summer and Kyrie's looking around and LeBron is desperate. LeBron wants Kyrie. LeBron goes out of his way to recruit Kyrie and lets everybody know it. That to me is what Kyrie kind of wanted in Cleveland. He wanted to be recognized as being needed, being wanted, and being on the same plane as with LeBron. Would that be enough to have him say, oh, LeBron needs me. Like, let's go and ride again. Let's go see if we can get another ring. Would that be enough to attract Kyrie? I don't know. But when I look across the landscape at the potential, you know, superstars that could get there, that's really the only avenue I see in which they'd land one.
Rick, 30 seconds. Your gut. Do you expect LeBron James, and I know a lot has to happen, but to win a championship in his final 3 years in L.A., Chris and I don't think it's going to happen, even if he goes and gets another star to go with him. But I'm just asking, what's your gut feeling?
I don't see any way in which it happens.
Anyway.
Because I don't, and it's just a matter of the timeline. You know, I don't expect that LeBron – I think his abilities are going to recede. You get one, so you get a superstar player. Okay, that makes them better. Does it? As you guys know, I mean, if we're talking championships,
right? That's what we're talking.
It's as much the ancillary players as it is the core.
Right.
Like all the pieces have to fit. And can you put those pieces together? And by the way, everything that Magic has done and LeBron has done, nobody's going to do them any favors.
Nobody's
looking to help them out.
No doubt about it. Rick, thank you so much.
Great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us.
Keep doing your thing, bud.
My pleasure.
All right, Rick.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's get to Zion, though. And this leads us to Mark Cuban. He had a strong quote. Remember, the NBA is putting together this G League, well, just a new rule for it. And next season, high school players will be able to go straight to the G League for and be paid $125,000.
So they can't go to the NBA with this new rule?
They can't, not yet. I mean, that I think
that's about to change.
That'll
right?
change too.
So the G League will be what? Will be wasted?
Well, for next year, no, because kids that aren't drafted into the NBA or kids that maybe they'll probably have two-way contracts as well available. But kids that aren't drafted into the NBA in those two rounds. If you still don't want to go to college, you'll be able to go to the G League and get paid.
Only thing I say about this, and this is if you want to play in the NBA, and I don't want to get off the topic, but you already have an NBA team. You got how many players, Chris? It's 13, right?
Yep.
Then you got a couple guys, right? There's like two or three guys who don't dress. I can't remember their exact number. Is it 14?
12 dress.
12 dress, and then there's two or three that don't dress.
It was 15. I don't know if it's 14 now or 13.
13, so,
13 to 15.
Right, so it's 15 players. Those guys can't get in. How can anybody from the G League get to play?
There's a lot of players from the G League that make their way to the NBA.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
Yeah.
Who's good? Who's
check
good?
This, Rob. If I'm not mistaken,
who's
was
good,
P.J.
Rob,
Tucker?
You know?
Over the years, there have been several.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Most guys can't even get...
Either when it was the CBA or now the G League, but that's not uncommon.
I don't see
that's
the spot.
That's not uncommon.
There's three guys not getting dressed at the NBA level.
It's not uncommon.
I'm not saying
most players don't, but there are guys who've made a name for themselves after spending some time in the G League. But Mark Cuban says that... Let me just read the quote. If you're a strong enough brand... and a good enough basketball player, you're crazy, I think, if you don't take the $125,000 salary in the NBA G League, because they can also do their own marketing deals. They're not constrained by the NBA Players Association. Pick a very popular player that has a couple of million Instagram followers. You can go right to the G League and probably sign a multi-million dollar shoe deal. Why wouldn't you do that instead of going to college? So Mark Cuban is saying he thinks the smart move for high school players in the future is to go straight to the G League.
I think he's overstating it. Everybody doesn't get a multi-million dollar deal. I mean, there's a lot of great players, Chris. Everybody doesn't get a deal. That's not true.
I actually think everybody
gets a shoe deal.
No, he's not saying that. But he's saying if you're that level,
everybody like, has 2 million followers.
No, but a lot of these kids, LaMelo Ball. I don't know how he's got tons of Instagram followers. Zion Williamson was a known commodity, and tons of people knew him before he even went to Duke. Now he got bigger at Duke, but if he goes to the G League and is dunking on people the way he is at Duke. His stature and legend is going to grow. Now, not quite to what it has at Duke, but it still would be very large, and he'd be able to get paid for that one season. My biggest problem is this. Now, I think a lot of people won't go to the G League, it's certainly in the first few years, because we all grew up, Rob, you know, that even though the system is exploitative, we all grew up watching NCAA basketball, you know, rooting for certain teams. All the great players played in college basketball, except for the handful that came straight out of high school. And so there's a tradition there, March Madness, all of that. But I think as we get further away from that, and players, a few players do go to the G League, get that money, I think you'll see more and more players do it. My biggest problem with
I wouldn't do it. If I would go to a college for 1 year. I'd rather do that, be big man on campus. I'm just saying.
No, it's everybody's choice.
Rather than playing in New Haven, Connecticut, or wherever they play, can you give me a play? Where do they play? Where are the games?
I don't know offhand.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Westchester, New York. You know what I mean? Knicks are playing Westchester, Sioux City, junk like that. But here's the thing.
Sioux City, I could get my credit card approved.
The biggest challenge is this. The G League cats can ball. All right? They're better than the NCAA tournament guys. Better than the NCAA Division I players. They're old men. Some of them are 30, 27. They're legit players. And a guy coming out of high school, at least when you go to college, you're not playing grown men. These guys are 18 to 21 years old. You get in the G League, you're with grown men that are physically mature, and I don't think most high school players are going to come out and just dominate the G League. Some will. But if you come out and you don't, that could hurt your stature. That's my biggest concern for the high school kids coming out. That's what I say. I get it. I'm not saying I would go to the G League. I love college basketball and the pageantry and March Madness and all that. I get it. But,
for
co-eds. A family that needs some money. No, but they got co-eds in Sioux City.
Do they really?
And Westchester.
Yeah, but they're working at the Waffle House.
That's all right.
I'm just saying.
They women. That's all right.